You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It is executive lounge time on a Wednesday. We take this time to get to know leading executives a little bit beyond their day-to-day responsibilities. This week's executive is a gentleman who's probably been an actuary longer than most people have been in school, possibly even longer than most Gen Zs have been alive. Joined on the line by Chief Executive Officer at Discovery Life, Rian van Rienen, to take a look at what it is he gets up to beyond his day-to-day responsibilities. Well, Rian, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. In 1994, what was the thought process when you were at UNISA thinking you wanted to do actuarial sciences? Was this always the plan?
Yes, I think from an early kind of age during my school career, I enjoyed doing mathematics, and I was introduced to this career prospect of actuarial science and becoming an actuary, and that kind of immediately appealed to me, the combination of maths and the financial world. And yeah, I guess when I did a little bit of research, it really started appealing to me, and that's how I got into studying actuarial science at Tickies, though. But I really enjoyed it, and I guess the rest is history.
Fast forward to today, and looking at where the world is with all of the uncertainty and with all of the risk that sits in the world, would you have thought that one of the leading professions in assessing risk, if not the leading profession for assessing risk, would be so popular?
I don't think I had any clue back then. If I rewind back to your first question back to 1994, I did have a clue that it's a fairly scarce occupation, and that it covers a wide spectrum of financial risks, and from short-term to long-term insurance and pensions and investment. But I think just the way that actuarial science have evolved over the years, and just the wider fields where actuaries are contributing now, is definitely wider than I would have guessed. So it's great to see just how the profession has expanded, and just the impact across various industries.
Well, more than 30 years later, it is still a scarce profession, even though it has grown significantly. Well, Rian, I want to take a look at life beyond the Discovery family. I mean, having been at Discovery in many roles and across various departments and divisions to now being the head of Discovery Life, have you ever imagined life outside of Discovery? Not necessarily from a professional perspective, but just from a company perspective?
Jimmy, I've actually started my career in a small short-term insurer before I moved to Discovery Health and then eventually Discovery Life. So I have seen various other areas, albeit for a short period of time. But I think I really found my passion working at Discovery, and the core purpose of making people healthier and combining that with actuarial techniques and just enjoying applying actuarial science to making people's finances healthier as well as them physically healthier really resonates. So I can't really see how that would manifest in many other areas. So I think I found that sweet spot, and I'm very comfortable and very happy.
What's a pet peeve that you have around health? Around perhaps how humans are approaching their health? What really, really grinds your nerves when it comes to that?
Probably the single most thing is the notion that I can wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow will be better than today. I don't have to really look after my health today in terms of exercise or going for that medical screening. Tomorrow's another day, and I'll do it, and I'll have more courage to do things tomorrow than I have today. And I think that's a really important message. It's just don't put off anything. Do what you need to do today and go on that journey and get healthier today.
Well, Rian, what's the bravest thing you've ever done, or that you would consider the bravest thing you've ever done?
Sure. I'm not sure necessarily about brave. I've done a few stupid things in my life. If that's like bungee,
counts just as much.
Jumping when I was a student and things like that, which is probably brave and stupid at the same time. But I think brave is more, in my mind, is more about taking that step into the unknown, leading people in a situation that you never have, or yeah, just taking a step that you never have done. And I respect people for doing that, going out of their comfort zone.
What does your comfort zone look like? What is something that brings you great comfort after a hard day's work, perhaps after a hard week in the office? What does comfort look like?
Comfort for me is mostly spending time with my family. We've got quite a close-knit family. So, I mean, that's where I get my energy from, just spending time with people that I love and just unwinding there. I also enjoy exercise, running, mountain biking, being outdoors, boating, water activity. So really being active and outside. Not that you can do that every day after work, but a lot of the energy on a day-to-day basis, I would say, I draw from my family and just people that I connect with.
Well, Brian, what would your family say is the quirkiest trait that you have when it comes to food?
I enjoy a lot of food. I wouldn't say I'm very picky when it comes to food. I enjoy from fine dining to just normal having a braai with friends. So I don't think there's too many quirks, actually. It's maybe that I'm very easygoing and can adapt to almost anything that's in front of me on a plate.
In terms of all the cuisines that you've had the privilege of trying, where would you rank a South African braai? I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago with another guest, and the South Korean barbecue was said to rival the South African braai, and I strongly disagreed. But I want to get your thoughts on this, Umrian. Where do you think the South African braai ranks globally?
It is definitely right on top, and I think the second place is far, far below even kind of to compete with it. I just think the quality of meat that we've got available in the country and the quality of food in general, we spoiled for choice, we spoiled for quality. So, yeah, I think there's nothing really that can compete.
What pairs perfectly with a braai if you're perhaps watching the Springboks or going to be watching Bafana Bafana? What goes well with a braai?
Definitely a glass of South African red wine. And again, there we spoiled for choice. I've had the privilege to really travel the world and try many, many different places as wine. And again, nothing competes with South Africa, definitely not in terms of value, in my opinion.
Umrian, where in the world is your favorite place that you've been to other than South Africa? I imagine South Africa might rank first there, but outside of our home country, where have you enjoyed visiting?
South Africa ranks first again by a country mile. I really enjoy Italy. I think it's just such a diverse country, from old cities to pristine beaches and everything in between, and excellent cuisine. So that's plus very good red wine as well. That's probably ranking as one of my favorite destinations other than South Africa.
Have you ever traveled to a destination and thought, perhaps I wouldn't return here in a rush?
Yes, there's been a few of it. So my wife and I traveled extensively before we had kids, from the days when Russia was just opened up to the Western society, and you really had to make your own way there, traveling in the East, and traveled far and wide. And I think that's probably the country that amazed me the most at the time. I'm talking 25 years ago now, but not an easy destination to return, certainly not in today's world of turmoil.
Umrian, what would your wife say is the one thing she absolutely adores about you?
It must be my sense of humor, I would hope. I'm not sure she would agree, but let's hope she go for that.
Do you specialize in dad jokes?
No, I don't. Unfortunately, not too many of them.
Well, there we go. Then the sense of humor makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I have seen a few funny dad jokes being with Father's Day over the past weekend, but yeah, no, I tend to avoid them if I can.
Umrian, before I let you go, your thoughts on what it is that continues to inspire you in your day-to-day, but also what could potentially inspire the youth of South Africa as we continue to wrap up the Youth Month, or the 50th anniversary of Youth Month this particular year. What would you say would be pearls of wisdom that you hold on to?
I think it's to always seek the opportunities that are available. South Africa is, again, unique, just with boundless opportunity. And for the youth, your whole life, your whole career, the world is ahead of you with so much opportunities abound. It's seeking out the positivity and grabbing the opportunities. I think there's a much bigger risk in not grabbing an opportunity than just trying to be safe and avoid them.
Always seek out the opportunities in life, and always remember, no matter where in the world you are, the South African braai will always rank first in terms of global cuisine. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Riaan van Riaanen, Chief Executive Officer at Discovery Life, joining us for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.